Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at social interactions again and the social world which we all live in and the role of stress and how we can help the people that are in our world deal with the stresses that they're encountering and what the potential impact of other people's stress may actually be on us, because social interactions are all give and take and everyone is influenced in social encounters. So unfortunately, none of us live in a vacuum, and stress, when it occurs for the people around us, can actually be contagious. That other people's stress is read by us, is felt by us, and in the process, if we're not careful, we can become at greater risk of being stressed as well. And this is important because how we deal with stress is linked really, really closely to the incidence of depression, anxiety, substance use, relationship issues. Just about any difficulty that you can think of can be related to or can be the result of stress in another area of life. So if you know someone that's got some stress happening in your world, what can you do to help? Well, firstly, even just being able to acknowledge that you see that they're stressed can be a huge validation for the person. And that validation, having someone notice that they're dealing with difficulty, can actually be the first big stress relief in and of itself. It's really nice when our experience is acknowledged by someone else. Secondly, and simply, even acting as a bit of a sounding board for someone, creating the space for that person to find some of their own solutions to the stress that they have in their life, or even debrief and talk about what's happening, can actually be a huge form of stress relief and allow the person to find their own solutions, make their own sense, maybe even create a bit of a list of priorities and work out how they're going to deal with what's happening for them. Really, really important thing for all of us to do for the people in our world. Really important, I guess, to note as well that if we're going to create this space, we need to be extra mindful and careful of advice giving. It's never our job to solve the problem for the other. Maybe we can offer a great amount of advice, insight from outside of the stress bubble, and that can be really, really helpful for the person, because when we're inside the stress bubble, we can't see all of the potential solutions. But it's never our job to solve a problem for someone else, just to help them to find their own solutions. Other things you can do is take the lead. If you see someone that you know is having a really difficult time, is really stressed out, you can take the lead and invite them to an activity, and one that's enjoyable, social, physical, or creative is great. What about lunch, dinner? Could we go for a walk? Do you want to grab a coffee? Do you want to go away for the weekend? And actually take the stress management to them. Really important to be able to frame this as an act of stress management, as a creative way of problem solving. Because unfortunately, these resilience factors, the things which help us to manage stress, are often the first things to drop off the list when we become stressed. So by framing it in that way, you actually help make this more appealing to the other person, and more likely that they're going to actually give themselves permission for a bit of self-care. Really, really important. Also, you know, really important when you're helping others to keep yourself safe and to know when someone in our world is experiencing difficulty and they're stressed out, that stress doesn't actually have to become our own. And if it does, then actually both people are likely to get sunk and no one can actually help. So having a little bit of guarded empathy, caring for the other person, but also being guarded enough to be able to keep yourself safe. Remember, when it comes to self-care, I always talk with people about never making suggestions for self-care that they're not doing themselves. That's a good tip when it comes to navigating the world of stress and also helping other people in it. So help someone else relax this week with Mind Games.